You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy therefore this gift, we pray, by setting down your Spirit upon these night dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in the presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring us to the fullness of charity, together with Francis the Pope, John, a bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all. We pray them with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed St. Joseph, her spouse, all the apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages. We may merit to be coheirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, within him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to sing. Die liefers dort, we pray from every evil. Gracious grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope on the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of the Church, and graciously grant peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the name.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.